At any Tamor quod continent et quod promituit a se quamor in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. On this very day, on the 7th day of October in the year 1571, the Christians were engaged in a very, very important naval battle with the Ottoman Empire, which would be modern-day Turkey, and we would consider them today to be Muslims. The Muslims were trying to push their way into the Italian peninsula, and the Christians on the Italian peninsula wouldn't stand for it. So they met in the Mediterranean Sea, just to the east of Italy, right off the heel of the boot of Italy, and Lepanto, which is a city in modern-day Greece in the Ottoman Empire. On this very day, on the 7th day of October in the year 1571, the Christians are engaging in this very, very difficult naval battle with the Ottoman Empire, with the Turks. And the Christians were outnumbered, naturally speaking. But the Pope at the time was Pope St. Pius V. And before he became a Pope, Pope St. Pius V was a Dominican. And that's very important. Not only when he became Pope, Pope St. Pius V, as a Dominican Pope, he said, I'm not going to wear the traditional red that popes have worn up until this point. I'm just going to wear my white Dominican habit. Ever since that time, popes have worn white, thanks to the Dominican Pope, Pope St. Pius V. But as a Dominican, as you know, they have great devotion to the rosary. You know that our Blessed Mother gave the Most Holy Rosary to St. Dominic personally to fight the Albigensian heresy at the end of the 1100s and the beginning of the 1200s in France. And so Dominic, what did he do at the time? He took off the sword from your left side, because men would normally wear a sword on your left side because you could draw the sword with your right hand, right? So St. Dominic said, we're going to replace the sword with an even more powerful weapon, the rosary. That will be our weapon to fight the enemy. Pope St. Pius V, as a Dominican, this was second nature to him. It was in his blood to pray the rosary and to understand the power of the rosary against the enemies. So Pope St. Pius V, the Dominican Pope, had all the Christians pray the rosary for the success of the Christian naval fleet in the Mediterranean Sea there at the Battle of Lepanto. All the Christians, all throughout Christendom, pray the rosary. And guess what? On this very day, on the 7th day of October in the year 1571, Pope St. Pius V was reviewing some things in the papal apartments. He was reviewing some things in the papal apartments by this time that the popes had started living at the Vatican Palace. He was reviewing things in the papal apartments, and all of a sudden, he went to the window and he looked to the east. He always looked to the east, right? He looked to the east, which would be the correct direction of where the Christians were fighting the Turks. And he saw a vision that the Christians had won the battle. There was no modern communication in those days. It would be several days before a courier would come and relay the news, right, in person. But he had a vision. It's as if he saw a screen before him outside the east window of the Vatican Palace, looking and seeing the battle and seeing the Christians victorious. As a footnote, you know that Pope St. Pius V is the patron saint of communications and television. This was like the first television screen ever seen. And it was true. The Christians had won the battle. It was a decisive victory because never again did the Ottoman Empire and the Turks want to press into Europe and into the Italian peninsula. And Pope St. Pius V said, we're going to do something in Thanksgiving. We always have to return to God with thanksgiving. We have to be like the one leper who returns. He says, in thanksgiving for the victory of the Christians, we will have perpetually on this day, the 7th day of October, the feast of Our Lady of Victories. The feast of Our Lady of Victories, because Our Lady has interceded for us, our dear mother, and she's won the battle. He died, Pope St. Pius V died, in 1572, just a year later. A year after that, in 1573, Pope Gregory XIII, who's a very important pope in establishing the Gregorian calendar, Pope Gregory XIII says, we're going to call the feast Our Lady of the Rosary. Our Lady of the Rosary. And that is the feast we're celebrating today. It's such a beautiful, beautiful day to honor the Mother of God and the power of her intercession through the Most Holy Rosary. And now we have to fast forward exactly 346 years later. And if we fast forward 346 years later, after today's Battle of Lepanto on the 7th of October, 1571, if you add 346 to that, you get the year 1917. And in the year 1917, on the 13th day of October, right, on that beautiful within the octave of Our Lady the Most Holy Rosary, we have coming up next week on Friday the 100th anniversary of that last apparition at Fatima in Portugal and the beautiful miracle of the sun. And when Our Blessed Mother appeared on the 13th of October 1917, 346 years after the Battle of Lepanto, Our Lady said very clearly, she said, I am Our Lady of the Rosary. She said, continue to pray the Rosary every day. The war will end soon. What war was she talking about? World War I. It did end soon. 1918. And she said, then she got really sad, and she said, please stop offending our Lord. Don't offend our Lord anymore. He is already very much offended. This was her message 100 years ago, next week, on the 13th of October, 1917. I am Our Lady of the Rosary. Continue to pray the Rosary every day. I marvel when I go to the funeral home for a wake service, and I go up to pray with respect at the body of our deceased parishioners, family members, and friends, and give the body my priestly blessing. I'm amazed. In the hands of the deceased is a rosary. A beautiful rosary. smell of roses. Sometimes it's olive wood made from the Holy Land. Sometimes it's a family treasure passed down from great-grandma to great-grandma. And there the rosary is in the hands of the beloved. And I ask myself, will the next generation place a rosary in their hands? Will your children and grandchildren have a rosary placed in their hands when they die? I ask myself this very question. Will my own siblings? I doubt it. Will my own nieces and nephews? Probably not. 100 years ago, Mary said, pray the rosary every day. It's a pretty simple message. She didn't have a lot of complicated things to say. She just said, pray the rosary every day. Do we have generations that pray the rosary every day? I'm kind of speaking to the choir today, right? But are we teaching it to our children and grandchildren? I remember praying the rosary with my grandparents. It's my grandparents who taught me how to pray the rosary when I was just a teeny tiny tot. We would kneel down in the living room. I could barely kneel over the footstool. And there I would kneel over the footstool under the beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother as she glowed there in their living room. And we'd pray the rosary. Or we'd drive in the car and we pray the rosary. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but does anybody other than you do that anymore? In the old days, Pope St. John Paul II invited people to pray the rosary with him on the first Saturday of the month. Today's the first Saturday. We would go and pray the rosary with the Pope. It was wonderful. Does anybody do that anymore? John Paul II did. He even wrote an apostolic letter on the rosary. Rosario Virginis Maria. Has anybody read it? It's stunningly beautiful. This is what he says. This is a little piece. He says, the rosary by its nature is a prayer for peace. At the start of a new millennium, which witnesses every day in numerous parts of the world, fresh scenes of bloodshed and violence. At the start of a new millennium, which witnesses every day in numerous parts of the world, fresh scenes of bloodshed and violence. Have we seen fresh scenes of bloodshed and violence this week? Yes. The Pope says the remedy? Rediscover the rosary. That's what he says. To rediscover the rosary means to immerse ourselves in the contemplation of the mystery of Christ, who is our peace. To immerse ourselves in the contemplation of the mystery of Christ, who is our peace. It's Jesus who gives us peace. And so the Pope says, let us immerse ourselves in contemplation of the mysteries of Christ, who is our peace. The Pope says the rosary is and always has been a prayer for and of the family. We need to return to the practice of family prayer and prayer for families continuing to use the rosary. There it is. Very clear. Simple. What Mary said 100 years ago. 346 years after the establishment of the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Pray the rosary. Contemplate the mysteries of Christ, and there will be peace. Because when you pray, it brings you peace. And then you start to be a man or a woman of peace. And then it starts to get contagious. And then those scenes of bloodshed and violence can come to an end, as they did on this day in Lepanto in 1571. Let us enter into the mysteries of Christ. the opening collect of the Mass for this beautiful Mass established by our good friend, Pope St. Pius V. He wrote a beautiful, stunning collect, which you all have memorized. The collect for today's Mass. I learned it when I was a teeny tiny tot by my grandmother, God rest her soul. And when I was a teeny tiny tot, I asked her to write it out for me because I didn't know the prayer. I knew the Hail, Holy Queen and the Apostles' Creed. I knew all the Our Fathers and Hail Marys, but I didn't know this prayer. And so Grandma wrote it out for me in her own handwriting. I still have it in a frame today. She wrote out today's collect. O God, by His only begotten Son, by His life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life. Grant, we beseech Thee, that while meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. That we may imitate what they contain. What do they contain? The mysteries of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. May we imitate in our lives the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We want to imitate Jesus in His life, death, and resurrection, and obtain what they promise. What do they promise for us? What does the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ promise for us? Eternal life. That's what we pray for. That's what we pray for today and every time we meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary. May we imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Et imitamur, quod continet, et quod promitunt, a sequamur. Per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus.